everyone, welcome to Thesis Tea, the podcast about all the ups and downs of Thesis life. We are your hosts, Nienke.
Hoi.
And Sifra. And today we spill the tea about how to deal with the transition of taking courses to writing a master thesis. We are talking today with students Sam.
Hi.
And Eva.
Hoi hoi.
Welcome to you both. Let's spill the tea on the first statement.
Doing a thesis is very different from taking courses.
Yeah, I would say it's very different. When you're following courses, your whole schedule is determined by you, by the teacher. And when you are doing your thesis, it of course takes much longer, 6 months compared to eight weeks of a course. But also you have a lot of flexibility. You have to do your whole planning yourself for the 6 months, but also every day you have to decide what you want to do. So that gives you a lot of flexibility, but also a lot of responsibilities to really manage yourself. And I think that's something that's very much different compared to following courses.
And Eva, how did you experience this transition?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same. It's a lot more freedom, but also a lot more responsibility, because you have to make sure that you get everything done in time, and you have to do it all by yourself. Like, it's not a group partner that will tell you, like, you have to do this now. Like, you have to do it for yourself.
And how did you manage to keep the planning?
I think something that really helped for me is that I had my first meeting with my supervisor right at the first day of my thesis. And from that day onward, we made an arrangement that we met up every week and I can ask my questions, but also show my progress. So that gave me a motivation to do my work every week, because no one's really checking you, especially for the first few weeks. So yeah, making a planning with your supervisor really helps.
And were there other important things to discuss in your first meeting with your supervisor, Sam?
For me, of course, I also discussed the planning with my supervisors, but also how often we should meet. For me, it was a bit different compared to Eva, because I did not have a weekly or a set bi-weekly meeting with my supervisor. I just said, like, yeah, if I have something to ask you, then I will just plan a meeting, and if I don't have something, then I will just continue on my own. But I had made a very clear planning for myself. So I had very clear for myself when I wanted to be finished. And with a date in mind, I just planned backwards with all the different tasks that there are in a thesis. So every different chapter, I thought about, oh, how many weeks do I want to spend on that? So I had a very clear planning for myself. And then I worked a bit more independently maybe. And then I only asked my supervisors if I really needed something from them.
And if you look back now, was it a right decision, or did you maybe also wanted to have those bi-weekly meetings?
Yeah, for me, I thought it was, for me, this worked very well. I don't really need a meeting every few weeks. But also, in general, I saw my supervisors way more often, because I also worked together with them during practical work. So when I had some small questions, I just asked them in between, and I did not really need a long meeting to ask my questions. And they were also very approachable. So if I had a small question, I just send them an email. So for me, that worked fine.
And for you, Eva? Did you like that you had a
weekly
meeting each week?
Yes, yeah? I did really like that, because I think, for me at least, the supervisor is kind of an important person, and it's kind of scary to approach them. So having a weekly meeting made sure that I asked also the small questions, because I would never send an email for like the smaller questions that I had. And when I had the meeting already, that gave me an opportunity to even ask like the quote-unquote stupid questions.
Mm-hmm. So in general, it would be nice in the first meeting to discuss with your supervisor, okay, I would like this, or how do you see this? And
at least for the first few weeks. Like, maybe later in your thesis, you'll be more confident in what you're doing, and then you can make it bi-weekly meetings or once a month. But for the first few weeks, it's really nice to have that to hold on to.
Yeah. Okay, great. I think we can go to the next statement. During my thesis, I am mainly writing.
Yeah, I would say that is not true. Maybe at the end of your thesis, you do a bit more writing to finish everything up. But in general, you have a lot of different tasks during your thesis. For example, at the start of your thesis, you're just reading a lot because you need to read a lot of articles to be able to write your introduction, for example. But I also started my thesis with practical work. So I helped with an ongoing study. So together with other colleagues at Human Nutrition, I went to patients, to houses, to perform some measurements about how good they can smell and taste. But I also helped with MRI scans in the hospital, for example. So for me, the whole thesis experience was very diverse, and it was not only writing.
And for you, Eva?
Yeah, I think this will differ per student and per project that you do, but luckily I didn't spend 6 months writing. I don't think anyone does, because you have to do some practical work for basically every thesis. And for me, that was really fun as well, because I got to visit primary schools and do an intervention there on children aged 4 to 7. So I had a really good time during my thesis. It was very fun. And yeah, I think I agree that the writing is mostly in the last few weeks when you have to really make your discussion, your results, your conclusion.
And did you feel that you have to work more or harder during your thesis than compared to courses?
I think you work more hours during your thesis, but it's not the same as a course. Like during a course, there are so many different things you have to do. You have to do lectures, practicals, and those are very short but intense. Like, for example, when I had a course where I had a morning lecture of 1.5 hours, I would be done for the morning. Like, that's it. And when you're doing your thesis, like, I like to show up around 9 when I can at the university and start working. And then you easily make 4 hours in the morning. And that wouldn't be possible for a course, I think. So it's more hours, but less intensive, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think the workload for my thesis was about the same for a course, like the amount of hours per week, but it's more evenly spread in your thesis. And with a course, for example, you also have, for example, your exam week, and then you really have to study. And for me personally, I have to put in a lot of hours studying. And with your thesis, it's more spread out. So I think that is better. At least I prefer that to be a bit more spread out than 1 week you don't have something a lot to do, and then the other week it's very busy.
Were you able to work 9 to 5 every day and not the weekends?
Yeah, I was. I was pretty lucky with my practical work because we went to a primary school, so we only could go during working hours during the week. So I never had to work on the weekends, and I really didn't work any weekends or in the end, maybe one evening to finish my results. But that was really nice about my thesis as well. Like, I could get a structured schedule going and just stick to that.
Yeah, for me it was a bit different. Because in the study that I helped with, we also performed, for example, MRI scans. And that was also sometimes in the evenings or in the weekends. So I did work some off hours. But I could also compensate that. So then during the week, I took a morning off or a day off. And it was also clearly indicated by my supervisors at the start of the thesis. So I also knew what to be expected. But for me, it was totally fine this way.
And because during your thesis, you went to the hospital and to house visits, did it feel like you have to step a lot out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, especially indeed during the contact with patients, because that is not something that you really learn at university. And that was also something that I did not experience before. So especially, all my work during helping with the ongoing study, that was very new for me. But I actually really liked that, also to experience how it is performing research in an academic setting. So it was very nice for me. And in general, just writing the thesis, for me that was more familiar, because when you're following courses, you often also have to write reports. So for me that was more familiar, although this time you do it more individually instead of with a group.
And how did it feel that for you, Eva?
I think you, especially for the practical work, have to step out of your comfort zone. I know people that did lab work as well, which is quite scary as well. But I think that's the beauty of the thesis as well. Like, it's fun to step out of your comfort zone, and it's nice to do something that actually has an effect. Because before the thesis, I mean, you do practicals, but it never amounts to anything. And here, for most theses at least, you do research that will actually maybe be published or at least help for that. So you're doing something useful with your time, and stepping out of your comfort zone with that is a good thing, I think.
Okay, great. Can you both give the new starting master students a ultimate starting tip for their thesis?
I think maybe a good tip would be that you can't really prepare much for your thesis. Like, I started my thesis after the summer break, and during this time I would check the Bright Space and see if everything is in order. Like, of course you have to make sure that your administration is right, that you have your supervisor set up, but after that, just relax. Like, writing a thesis is a marathon, not a sprint. Like, you have to be energized for it. You have to start off like slow. It will take a while to get into it. So take your time. It's fine. You have time.
Yeah. And my tip would be to really communicate your expectations to your supervisor already at the start. For example, if you want to go for a 6 or maybe an 8 or higher for your thesis, that requires also a different amount of effort, for example. But it's also good that your supervisors know, and then they can also guide you a bit, for example, by pushing you a bit when you want to go for a 9, but also maybe help you more when you already communicate that you find, for example, the writing very difficult. So I would also already communicate that in early stages.
Okay, great. Thank you, Eva and Sam, for talking here today. This was Thesis D, the podcast about all the ups and downs of thesis life. I will see you next time.